Think of all the electricity generated in the United States as a pie. Then carve out a nice big slice, a fifth of the pie. That's the Department of Energy's goal for wind power. It could take decades. It's the goal. Well, there's a tiny town in the northwest tip of Missouri where the wind power slice is the whole pie, and then some. Frank Morris of member station KCUR in Kansas City reports.
Tag along with Helen Jo Stevens on her morning walk, and it's best not to get between her dog Quincy and a number of certain posts along the way.
Whoa. He's got them all marked, Frank.
Stevens is about 5 feet tall with curly gray hair and a quick smile. She's wearing running shoes. She's the mayor here. And for decades, Rockport's decline has been almost as predictable as her morning walk. The population's fallen off almost 2% a year lately. But trudge up to the old cemetery, and it's Rockport's future that comes into view.
Okay, here's one of the turbines you see right in front of you here. To our right. Well, I've never talked this much walking those hills.
But Stevens has been talking a lot lately. Reporters from around the world are calling because the wind turbines in Rockport generate more electricity than the people here use.
To become the one and only and first wind-powered community in the whole United States, it's overwhelming, actually. How did this ever happen to a little old town like ours?
Mostly, it had to do with a guy named Eric Chamberlain.
There are cattle behind this gate. They have every right to graze around that wind turbine, and we just don't want them getting out and trying to herd them back in.
The four slowly spinning white turbines up on this ridge are as tall as 35-story buildings.
Did I ever think this would happen? No, not in a million years.
Really?
No. This is beyond my imagination.
Chamberlain's inspiration came years ago when his old mortuary job took him up to a funeral in northern Iowa. It was a cold, lonely drive past a lot of wind turbines.
I'm thinking, why can't we do this? You know, we've got wind.
So there he was, his mind spinning, driving along with a corpse in back of the hearse.
That's obviously why I didn't pull over on the way up. You know, I had to on the way back.
He got out and looked. He got online and searched. The more he learned, the more this wind power deal made sense, at least to him.
Well, I would say I was persistent.
Well, he came to my office and talked to me about it and wanted to know what my opinion was. And I told him, Eric, you offer your rocker.
Raymond Hennigan runs the phone, cable, and data storage company in Rockport. Back then, there was no precedent for this kind of project and nobody to pay for it. But when a wind power developer showed up one day, Chamberlain was ready with wind data collected from the hills. Then John Deere, the tractor company, brought in turbines and leased the land to put them on. It put 24 up nearby and another 4 inside the city limits, wired those 4 to the city-owned power grid, and bang, the 1,300 residents of Rockport, Missouri, had more wind energy than they could use. Almost everyone here, Hennigan included, is delighted.
We all know that energy cost is going to go nothing but up. And if we can stabilize some of these costs, we can provide decent jobs for the future for these young people.
24 of them work here, in a plain building just off Main Street. Tall banks of computers here back up data from companies across the country. Michael Goins runs this fast-growing part of the business, and he's proud to be running it mainly on wind power.
And what we're wanting to do is to produce a logo and enable our customers to display that logo that says, hey, I'm carbon neutral, or my website currently is being powered by wind power right now.
Of course, the wind doesn't always blow. And when it's still, Rockport buys power off the grid. Most days, though, wind power runs everything here, and Rockport exports electricity. Folks here hope that system will help the town stop exporting population. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris.